The deadline has passed for most Americans to buy health insurance through the Affordable Care Act this year. Now, if you change your status, for example, if you lose your job, you can sign up, but most people miss the window, and millions of people who could have bought insurance this year remain without it. Stephanie O'Neill from member station KPCC caught up with some people to find out why, for now at least, they opted out.
More than 200,000 Californians signed up for health plans during the final 2 weeks of open enrollment that ended April 15th, but drummer Scott Belsha was not among them. He was focused instead on practicing for several upcoming band gigs. The 34-year-old Long Beach, California native says he's never had health insurance. His parents, who own a small business, always paid cash for medical care. So for him, health insurance has not been a priority.
I've been consumed with living my life, and I've been fortunate to be healthy. But I'm 34, and I should probably start thinking about it.
But 40-year-old Steven Peterson of Los Angeles says he actually took the time to study his coverage options, but says he simply can't afford the $240 a month premiums on his salary as a manager for a West Hollywood health store.
I wouldn't mind getting catastrophic insurance, like, you know, get into an accident or something like that. You know, but other than that, I just take care of myself every day.
Despite the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate, which requires nearly every American to have insurance or pay a tax penalty of either $95 or up to 1% of income, whichever is greater, millions of Americans are expected to remain uninsured, especially this year.
You know, the expectations are that enrollment will ramp up.
Larry Levitt studies health insurance at the nonprofit Kaiser Family Foundation. He says the Congressional Budget Office estimates that even years from now, the number of uninsured Americans will total about 30 million nationwide. About a third, he says, will be people who don't qualify for coverage. Another faction will be those who don't live in states that expanded Medicaid.
But the biggest category are people who, you know, simply will choose not to enroll.
People like Beth Engel, who lives just north of Los Angeles. The 32-year-old mother of a toddler says she's among the early embracers of the Affordable Care Act.
I was very hopeful. I thought, wow, I can have a job that I love that doesn't necessarily, you know, have insurance, but get insurance affordably.
But she says reality has tempered her enthusiasm.
I found that the premiums were still very high.
Engel works part-time as a hotel clerk and qualifies for subsidies that bring insurance for her and her daughter to about $200 a month. She says she didn't realize she could choose to take the subsidies up front each month in the form of a reduced insurance premium. But even armed with that knowledge, she says that's still too much money for her. And she says the deductibles and copays were just too confusing to figure out.
And I thought, I'm not going to put money I don't really have to spend into a program that I don't really understand.
Engel did get her daughter health insurance coverage through Medicaid. As for Engel's own medical needs, she'll go without health insurance and pay the penalty, which for her is less than the cost of insurance, and then reconsider her options when open enrollment reopens in November. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie O'Neill.